Blog Talk Radio. Happy Sunday. What's up, guys? Thank you so much for tuning in to Real Talk, Real Plans with Riri and
Coco.
Yay! So, it's Sunday. It is, what day? January 14th. We are in the mid-month. Dang, it's mid-month check-in already?
I know. Before you know it, it's on the end of the year.
Listen, I can rush my year this year, okay?
Why?
Plans for the end of the year.
Oh, okay.
I'm traveling. This is the year I am going back to traveling. Oh. After October, y'all ain't going to be able to tell me nothing.
That's right.
I know. I'm so excited. So for those of you who are listening live, you are more than welcome to call in at any time about anything. The number to call in is 515-602-9680. Oh my God, did I even put up a link today? I don't think I did.
I shared it. JC shared it, and then I shared it.
Okay. Thank you guys to the PR team. You see, what I'm talking about? We're growing. So I do have one more thing. I'm trying something new. I've been working on it all day during all these reading sprints. Oh, if you have difficulty hearing me, please let me know.
I can hear you. It just keeps breaking up. You're clear, but it's like a stop and a pause. I don't know what to explain it. It's not like you're going through a tunnel or a bad woods. I don't even know how to explain it.
Okay.
Well, but anyway,
hopefully it sounds clear on.
You're clear.
Okay. I'm going to figure it out at some point. But yes, so we've been doing reading sprints all day with the Get Lit Reading Book Club. We decided to have a read-a-thon for the weekend so that people could, you know, get some reading in, get some hours in. You know, have you ever been to a book sprint?
No.
What about productivity sprints?
No.
Yes, basically when you getting work done with someone else and you do it for like 20 minutes and then you stop and y'all talk for a few minutes and then you start again.
Well,
it's
no.
basically
that
what we do with
me.
A title.
The way my ADHD is set up, we start talking, girl, I'd go make us a snack. It just wouldn't work for me. I would never get back into reading. If I'm going to do it, I got to do it.
But that's what we do with, do it for productivity. So we'll do it with our planners, right? Cleaning your craft room, I'll be cleaning my craft room. We'll stop for a little bit, talk a little bit, show a little bit, and then get back to work. So it's basically the same thing.
But I mean, I'm just different. I'm a different animal, though. But I admire people who can do that. Even that's why it's better for me to listen to books. I don't know if I ever told you this. Because back in the day, I would read a lot, like Eric Jerome, Dickey, you know, all the, they were like, that was my shit. And I would read those books just sitting, and you know, in one sitting. But in later years, like, I can't concentrate. My mind is all over the place. It's even when I pray. Even when I'm saying my prayers, I'm all over the place. But if I'm listening to a book, and that's what I have to do, I listen to it and, like, do something else, then I'm good. But, yeah, I think it's the ADHD. But anyway.
It definitely is. But that's what I'm saying. Sometimes people are listening through audiobooks, or sometimes, like, Jace cutting some today while she listened to her book.
Mm-hmm.
But we were just all, like I say, all doing it together in our own separate spaces. So, anyway, the point is,
you know what? Because I got on there, and this is how I got all confused. I was like, what's happening here? I was like, is she coming back to say something? But I did hear her say something about we'll regroup in 20 minutes, and then nothing was happening. So I was like, well, I don't know. Maybe everybody's gone. So I got on.
No, you were supposed to go do something for 20 minutes. You were supposed to go be productive for 20 minutes.
Okay, now I know. I'm so confused. I was like, why isn't she saying anything? And I was like, oh, maybe someone's in the room, so she's got us muted. And I was like, well, she didn't come to that. Does she mean to hang up?
No. But, I mean.
Okay, well.
It
now
worked
y'all
out.
Know the height of my craziness. Yeah. Well, good.
It worked
I'm going to do it next
out.
Time, then. Maybe
yeah,
I'll do
you
that
should.
Next time.
Okay. I usually do my planner or update my planner. Sometimes I'll decorate. You know, it just kind of depends, you know.
Okay.
It just depends. So, do you have anything in your cup today? I have some
right.
tea or some vitamin C.
And I have some Sprite because I wasn't feeling good. But I had some tea earlier, but right now I have a Sprite.
Okay. Well, I have coffee again today. I actually haven't had coffee in 2 days, and I could tell because I was getting so easily frustrated with trying to work on the whole microphone thing.
Oh, yeah.
And so I just gave like, urgh. So I did try something new. I'm going to listen to the playback on this one. I normally don't listen to the playback, but I'm going to listen to the playback on this one. So what was your week like? How was it? How did it go? Tell me all about it.
My week was good. It was not a travel week, so that was good. What did I do? Oh, no, it was a travel week, but I only traveled for 2 days. Because remember I told y'all last week that my daughter was having surgery, so then I watched the baby from Wednesday to Saturday. Woo, that was that Wednesday or Thursday? But whatever. Thursday, thank you. Yeah, I came back Wednesday, thank you. And so that's what I did. And then last night I started feeling like I had a fever. Took some ibuprofen. Anyway, so, but it's been fine. It's been good. I'm going on a cruise next week, so I'm working on my gift for that, because, you know, I can't not join something. So what else? I'm going to get my hair braided tomorrow. I got to get my feet done. Got to get waxed.
Ooh.
You know, all the stuff. Yeah, all the stuff that you do before cruise.
I really
but I also
get
have to work this
done.
Week. I'm just not working tomorrow because most of the world isn't.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's
Ooh.
What's going on. And I got some Happy Mail.
Oh, where you get some Happy Mail from?
Frolic and Brain. And I ordered it last Sunday when we were on here. Showed up at my door Friday. Was it Friday? It was either Friday or Saturday. What's today? Sunday. It was today. I mean, yesterday or the day before. But I have it right here. Haircut, and I got a kit, like, I don't know what you call it, not a kit. It's like a whole bunch of stuff. It's got washi. The freebies are really cool. Die cuts. And it's a play on Harry Potter. I've got Erica's freebies. I got boxes. All kind of stuff.
I'm telling you,
yeah.
That shit
it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And she did all this stuff. She cuts all this by hand. Her ADHD is like a whole other playing field for mine. At least hers is productive. Mine is
Baby,
not.
That hyper focus works.
Yes, it does. Not mine.
It worked. Well, I had a good week. I worked all week at the volunteer spot, Grove Way. If anybody would like more information on Grove, please be sure to, you know, DM me or check it out. We do lots for the community. Anyway.
What you doing?
I'm talking about what I do.
What Grove?
Grove Way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I'm so glad you have that. I just need you to know, too, I see a difference in you since you've been doing that. Positive. Not that you were horrible before. I'm just saying, like, you can just see. Listen, I'm on all kind of drugs, y'all. But no, like, you just see people flourish in a different way is what I'm saying. Like, your whole being is just a little different. And
yeah,
I think, you know,
when
sometimes
you ain't
doing stuff that matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, I think when we first started the podcast, I don't know, I was going through a lot. And then I was sick, and it was just a lot going on. So I think having Groveway really gave me a good, you know, distraction, like the best kind
yeah.
of distraction. And I really enjoy helping the community. And it's one thing to give $5 to McDonald's for whatever they do with the $5 when they ask you if you want to round up. It's another thing to
and
actually
give
see
five,
people.
Right?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh.
I don't give McDonald's nothing because I just don't trust it.
Mm-mm, I don't trust them
either. The Ronald McDonald House, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's another thing to actually see people come into the location with short sleeves on in the middle of winter and say, do you have a coat? I need a coat.
Yeah.
And so for us to be able to say, oh, we have this whole rack of coats, hats, and gloves that we're giving out completely free of charge. Please take it. And to watch their face and the tears and, you know, just the gratitude.
Wait a minute. I have a great idea.
What's that?
We need to, every location this year has to, you know, like partner with people to do volunteer work, give back, whatever. So I probably need to reach out to you about that. We could do like a coat drive or something. I'll just find out from you how that works. And then, yeah, that'd be good. Because at least I'd rather do it with somebody that I know because, like you said before, you know, you don't know what people are doing with stuff. But at least I know you're there, so you kind of have an insight as to what happens. It's kind of like the Salvation Army. Yeah, we need your sofa, but all four legs.
We're
going to
sell
perfect,
it for $200.
You know? Yes, and we don't want it if it ain't in perfect condition. Well, I wouldn't be giving it away if it was in perfect condition.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm sick of them too.
And Jason said for them to write it off for about McDonald's, for them to write it off on their fucking taxes. Absolutely, because no.
Absolutely.
No.
That's all it's
no.
about. And my bundle from Frolic and Brains is called the Mini Bundle. But it's a lot of shit to say it's mini. But we're going to go with Mini Bundle.
To be talking
it
about
is.
The mini.
And I got all the houses. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Ooh, I need to get that. I need to go shopping. If you decide to go shop at Frolic and Brains, please be sure to go look. I don't know, usually in my stories, on my page, maybe in my link tree. And click the link for Frolic and Brains. Did you know that Etsy charges the people a fee if people search them out on Etsy as opposed to clicking a direct link?
Shut up.
I did not know that.
I didn't either.
Etsy is
so
some shit.
If I'm looking for something, so say I'm looking for something, a sponge. Is it that or if I put in their name, like if I put in Frolic and Brains in Etsy?
No, both. Both. You have to literally
so if I
direct
get to it from
click. Yep, you have to direct click a link that takes you directly to Frolic and Brains and it doesn't charge me.
Oh, I'm glad you told me that. That's why
I had no idea.
All that stuff in their link tree.
Yeah, I never thought about that.
I never knew that because why would that make sense? That doesn't make any sense to do that. So you charging me for your search bar?
Yes,
be
because
kidding.
They want you to, that's how they get their coins, extra coins. So if you type in shopname.etsy.com, it'll take you directly there or if you click a direct link. But if you just go on in Etsy and you type in Frolic and Brains and it pulls up, she gets charged. I'm like, that's some shit. They take like a small percentage, but still, every penny counts when you're trying to earn your coin.
And when you, especially, and most of those people on there are small businesses, so you're not just doing this for fun.
And all your shit's supposed to be handmade.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, but girl, listen.
Anyway, and if somebody reports you, they will take it down.
Yeah, they will. Way faster than I heard. But people report for, like, branded stuff. And it's usually the people that's but well, they do a sweep also. So, okay. So, I hope I didn't search her to do that. I hope I used the link. I must have used the link.
It's okay. I mean, it's okay for now, but I'm just letting you know for anybody else who's
Thank
on there. Reference. So go to frolickingbrains.etsy. Wait, did I say that right? frolickingbrains.etsy.com and use code Erica22 at checkout and save you some coins. And you'll get my five-ass freebie. Promise you my freebie is my freebie is five.
Yeah, frolickingbrains.etsy.com. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, so my week was really good. I got Gigi this week.
I know.
Gigi is back, and she is so cute.
You got Gigi new clothes.
She got new clothes, too. I have changed her dish. She's in purple metallic disc now. And
oh.
I don't know if y'all remember me talking about how bad I want a no-teat cover. Well, I bought one.
I know.
And I put Gigi in it. And I,
Did you take pictures and put it on Instagram?
I haven't put any pictures on Instagram because I'm locked up. They won't let me out. They won't let
Oh, that is, girl, how you begin? All right, so send it to me and I'll just tag you.
Okay.
Because it was really cute.
I will take some cute
really
pictures
cute.
Of Gigi and send it to you so you can post it. But, yeah, I can't post on Insta. I can't do nothing. But the reason reason that I put her in that no-teat cover is really petty. You want to know how petty I am?
How petty were you?
Beg and Betty have
one
of her planners in a no-teat cover. And I was like, ain't no way in hell her big ass gonna have her planner in a no-teat and mine ain't gonna be.
I don't think she accepted my friend request either. Oh, no, hell no.
I think she changed her planner name.
Yeah, I know. I checked it out last night. She didn't accept me.
Not yet. Okay, she will. But for those of you who have been invested in the Beg and Betty shenanigans that have been going on, please get ready. Get ready. The person who has been arguing the most with her, like Beg and Betty has had lives and mental breakdowns on her lives, she will be on the show.
Oh, shit. I'll get my popcorn for this one.
She will be on the show, and she said that she is spilling all the tea. She said she's going to go all the way back from the beginning. She said she has receipts.
Whole hour is going to be for her.
Listen, she told me to expect the most. She said she has some callers who are always calling, sending her. I mean, she has some list followers who are always asking her questions that may want to call in. So y'all get ready because it's going to be on. And you know, we don't censor what is said over here. I'm excited. I'm just excited. So
I'm excited.
Jessie said, who is sending her stuff after saying the N word? What the fuck? Exactly. Who?
Somebody who feel the same way she feel.
Exactly. Somebody who don't care. And I ain't the one, two, or the three, because no, you can't say it over here. Okay? I don't even want to say it anymore.
Right.
Yeah, I've been very conscious about it. I think we talked about it once. My son was like, I don't like that.
Uh-huh.
And so now I just excessively use the word bruh.
Bruh.
Bruh. Yeah, you gotta say it with the deep voice. make it feel like something. So how was your planner? Absolutely. The N-word is the only censorship we are cool with. How was your planner life this week?
Lacking. I ain't
lacking?
Gonna lie. Yeah, I'm lacking. I got some new inserts and I gotta redo my work planner. But I haven't used my pocket planner because my life has taken off already for the year. So I've been putting stuff in there because my daughter also keeps a planner that keeps up with where I'm going to be and when I'm not around, so they'll know that I'm not available. But I haven't been that great this week. And I had planned to do it today along with making some shirts that I need to make and, you know, life be life-in.
Okay, so I have a plan for today's show. I don't know if anybody looked it up, but if you have anything that you would like to join us in talking about today, the number to call in is 515-602-9680. Don't see you on there, or if I don't answer, or if you get ready to call, if you feel like it, you can DM me on Instagram. I do also have Facebook up. I know people have been... sending messages all over. Coco, I specifically had a message for you this week.
Uh-oh.
They would like to know more about your plant setup, like how you have it, like, separated, that kind of thing. So I want you to think about that, not for next week, but for the week after, or you can just say it now if you like. I didn't know if you needed time to talk about that. I mean, think about it at least.
No, but I want to say, did the person, I just want to ask you a question real quick because I just saw it. The person who won that I put the spinner wheel up for last night, D. Peterson, 1271, did she contact you?
Let me check. I do have a new, hi, I'm so excited. D. Peterson, 12, yes, she did. Okay.
Okay, good. All right. Okay, so she did see it. Okay. So Jane's Agenda had a sale the 2nd of January, and I decided that I was going to redo my work planner because I think it gets a little cumbersome with the multiple locations and everything that I had. I had the month, the week, the day, whatever. So now I'm just doing the daily lined note pages. And a monthly. So I'll have a monthly overview, you know, dash calendar. And then behind that, I'll put my dailies. And I got them for 3 months from, and they're already dated, thank God, from Jane's Agenda. So they're from January to March. And then I have just regular lined note pages. And I think that would be easier for me. And the way my brain is working, I get it, it's work. But I think it'll be easier for me that way. So that's what my work planner looks like. I did post some pictures of my pocket planner because I made those dashboards, but it's pretty much the same. But I have monthly and weeklies in there, but I can post those. And then the B6 is just my budget planner. So that's what it looks like. I don't know if that's what they're asking, but that's what I have. And I can about what I have going on. So I'm going to put this one together tonight, actually, because I have it here in the bed with me. Me and my husband are going to watch a movie because I don't watch movies with him anymore. It's not true. We just been scheduling properly. So, but tonight while we're in bed, I'll put that together, and then I will take pictures and put it and post it.
Okay.
I'll post it on
both.
That'll
be good. People want to see. People want to know what you got going on. Okay.
I can do that. Thank you.
So the episode, what I want to get into is planner trends. Everybody talked about it at the end of the year about what they thought the planner trends were going to be. We talked about it on one of the episodes that didn't record, but we moved on from last week and I noticed that we didn't talk about it. So I wanted to kind of get into what planner trends do you think will be happening all of 2024? Or most of 2024, because you know how things shift. Or do you think that there's going to be something new that, you know, new and shiny and everybody will squirrel right on over?
I don't know. I've been looking for new and shiny for a couple of years. I haven't found it. The only thing that I see is I'm noticing a lot of people who were just like total paper and sticker people. I notice people are going digital. And I don't know what that's about. Because I also keep my calendar. So probably the best way for me to even know what's going on with me is in my phone. But I still want to play with the paper and stickers. So it's hard for me to do the digital.
When I think about digital planning, I don't even consider my Google Calendar on my phone.
No, me either. But that's I'm just saying. I don't think a lot of people.
I mean, it is
know.
Digital, duh. And that is where everything important is. That's more like pre-planning to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Digital planning, I think of the girlies who are setting up a cute
digital
screen.
Yeah, their iPads. I totally agree. But, no, that's not me.
Uh-uh.
It's not me.
I thought about it one time.
I bought a new tablet just to do it, and I'm just not doing it.
I thought about it one time, and I watched a video on it.
Yeah.
And watching her go look for stuff to put, and then make it small, and then make it big, and then put it here, and then go look for something else, and go to this tab, I was like, ma'am.
When I could just search through my boxes for stickers.
I was like, ain't no
and
way.
Put them on there. Yep. Nope, I totally agree.
Ain't no way. I have seen a lot of people talk about digital planning and trying it out more. And I wonder if that goes with the whole shop your stash thing.
No, I don't think so.
No,
I think
you don't think
this is. I think this is a trend. I do. I think it's a trend. It could be the new thing. I don't know, but I don't see. Listen, at the end of the day, all of us have been playing with stickers since what's the chick name when we were in elementary school?
Lisa Frank, honey.
Yeah, and now all of a sudden you're gonna just go digital. I don't like that. I don't think that's what people should be doing.
That's not cool, buddy. That's not cool.
That's not cool. You can't sit with me.
You can't sit here. So hear me out when I say I think it has a lot to do with shopping your stash. I think that people are not going to minimalism at all, but more like I want to buy new stuff, but I have no excuse to buy new stuff because I have so much stuff. So let me shop my stash or let me de-stash a lot of stuff. But if they buy it digitally, we don't see how much they have. It's no evidence. It's nothing to put away. You know what I'm saying? I can buy these digital stickers for $2 and have a bunch of them and use them over and over again. And nobody will know, but whoever can get into my Amazon account or, you know, my iPad account or whatever.
Mhm. I don't know.
So
let's write
maybe.
This one down and revisit it at the end of the year.
Yeah. So the digital. Let me write that down. Digital girlies for the win. I definitely have shopping your stash, because I see lots of people shopping my stash.
Yeah, but don't they do that every year at this time, and then it falls off by the time. I don't know,
because I've been, well, maybe, because I've been doing it, but I was still buying.
Yeah, Yeah, no, and listen, and that's what I think should happen. I think you should still buy if you see something you want. I think it's not like a lot of people shop like it's their, when they're putting together a planner, like it's their first planner. Like you got to buy all the things.
Right.
I'm guilty too because I have been buying all kind of crap. Because it's cute.
Monica says, I use digital. I don't know if I should have said your name because it is something. Anyway, Monica says, I use digital because my stupid husband will step up and write on my planners. Yeah. Because if you have to have a family planner, digital may be best because they may not want to put their ugly hand in it. Yeah. And you know what? That's probably best because I don't. I'm calling you out, husband. Put your handwriting in her planner. She wants something to remember you by.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know, because I'm funny about that. Like, my handwriting can be ugly, but I don't know if I want your ugly handwriting in my shit.
Yeah. I think we need to get husband his own planner.
I think husband has his own planner.
It's like getting French fries. I got French fries, but I want your taste.
But I want your French fries. JC says, number one trend is using my stash. Number two is continue incorporating more junk journaling and layering elements. I like this idea.
Yeah.
I like this idea.
Me too.
I really like this idea.
And that's how you can use up your stuff.
That is how you use your shit. The best part about Frolicking Brains and the stickers is they are huge. So you can put it in there. You can put something behind it, right beside it. You have layering pieces. You have wacky washi that you can write on. All of this stuff is write onable. And that's the best part. She also said she really hopes that there's more diversity, especially in character features and not just skin tones. For example, don't just color a white doll black to make her look black. I mean, to quote unquote, make her black.
Yeah. But you don't have none of the features.
None of them. And also, she said more body size diversity. She's really hoping that is a planner trend for the year. I mean, there are just some shops that ain't going to never go thick with it. Never.
They're not going to go black and they're not going to go fat.
That just ain't. okay, one of mine is... I think there's going to be a decline in sub boxes or people purchasing the sub boxes.
Definitely. I think it's both. Because if I get another shop owner to get on there whining about how their stuff not coming in, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I think the subs are changing. And you know what? It's probably time because they're getting more expensive with less shit in them.
Gets dumber and dumber.
Yeah, it is. It is. Because you got the Rock.
Bruh, I was just about to say, I'm looking at you, Rock Senders. I still ain't.
And then one of them gave me this thing, and this is one that I was riding hard from. But I just couldn't understand it. It's like a little pouch thing. It's like you could put mace in it, I guess. I don't know. I remember from back when I was a child, my mom had one, and it was like, for mace.
Did you put mace in it?
She had mace in it, but I don't know what you would put in it. And so I don't use it, but it's like a keychain thing. And it's like, come on, stop giving me all this shit that if I wanted it, I'd go buy it. Like, I'm not looking for my planner people to give me this. That would be a different resource, in my opinion. So it's just, I'm over the boxes. I am. And all this,
yeah.
It's going to be a surprise. No, no, don't send me no damn surprise. I'm over it. I'm over it.
I was okay with the acrylic washi stands. I was okay with the acrylic, you know, pen holders. You know,
yeah.
I'm even okay with cups.
Are you?
To a degree, you know, to a degree, to a degree. But I don't need 42 keychains.
No, exactly. Or
I don't even
enamel.
I don't even have a house key. I don't
yes,
even
girl.
Have a house key.
I understand.
Also, JC says, I think it's true. I've noticed a trend back to us manufacturing stickers, like more in-house and more working with U.S. manufacturers instead of shipping from overseas because of all the delays.
Yeah, it's a lot, and it's going to probably cost us also. That's going to be the other thing, because they're going to be like, I don't use my overseas manufacturers anymore, so it's going to cost us more, whatever. It's a lot. It's just a lot that goes into it. And they need to get their shipping better.
Man, listen. I'm on the road to figuring out. I told you, I'm doing it scared all year long. I am about to figure out how to use this freaking Cricut. And I'm buying digital if you don't ship as fast as JC. If you don't
yeah.
ship like Plummy Soul Studios.
Plummy, yeah. And JC, I'm good.
And JC, I don't want it.
Mm-hmm. It is. Because by the time I get it, I'm on to something else.
Speaking
I order
of,
stuff
did you get your
print
pressure order?
Oh, yeah, it finally came.
I was about to say, because I'm going to talk to him at Galentine's and call him out.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to him too. Oh, yeah, I'm going. I got a ticket. I got a ticket.
Hey.
Yep. And thank God I did it when I did, because as soon as I got it, she sent out an email about no more transferring because one girl couldn't go.
As soon as she did it.
Yes.
Man.
Soon as. I was like, oh.
We made it. Okay.
Yeah.
Monica says, I need the trend to be no acting like people make up shit that was in community for years and years. Please do your fucking research. I mean, I added the
yeah.
F word just to make it a little spicy.
Yeah.
But I know
no,
Monica
she's
was
absolutely
in
right.
inner fuck.
Nope, she's absolutely right. People acting like they're inventors. You are not a pioneer here.
Listen. We Lisa Frank did it before for us, okay?
Thank you. And it's
okay.
paper and stickers and pens. Simmer down. You did not invent any of this. She's absolutely right.
She stole my idea.
Yeah.
No. She was inspired. Now, do I think that sometimes you should be like, hey, I was inspired by such and such? Yes.
Yeah.
But do I think mm-hmm. that I'm supposed to tag you in every single post that I use it in? And I don't think so.
Girl.
I mean,
girl,
I just don't think so.
The most, the absolute
yeah.
most.
That is not it. Okay. I
need to make you some dashboards for this now.
I need some dashboards too. That damn, oh, listen, if y'all are not a patron of Scrapcraftastic, and no, I'm not like an affiliate or anything like that, but listen, if you're not one of her patrons, I don't know, she got a few tiers now. It used to be like patron elite, patron, I don't know, but if you're not one of the patrons, you're missing out on a bunch. Or go join the Facebook group, because she has been putting out some fire-ass dashboard type items that she usually prints on vellum, but I just print them out, put it in a book, and move on. Like, it's so cute. And it's a lot of it is free. Her Patreon is not expensive. I unfortunately had to, like, ditch out all of my patrons for a minute, but she still has, like, Freebie Friday. So please, please, please go check it out. It's really good. It's worth it. One of the trends that I think a lot of people are coming back to, I mean, sticking around with this year that they kind of hopped on last year, but I've been on it, is the bound books. Everybody is on Sterling Inc. Common Planners. Before that, they have, you know, they were on the Hope Beachy trend. And I just think they're going to stick around with that.
Yeah, I think so. That's coming back around because I've been seeing a few posts about that. That's true, too.
And I think one my last one that I had for trends was I see so many more people budgeting. And I don't know if it's because of the beginning of the year and everybody wants to get their finances in order for the beginning of the year or if that's going to be the thing, trying to figure out how to budget this, you know, budget in their planner.
Yeah. Well, for me, I have a purpose for doing mine. I'm just trying to get myself together. But I want to do Maldives next year. So I'm trying to, you know, it's expensive, so I need to plan for it, you know. Like just off the cuff type spending for stuff just because I
need
want
to slow down.
I'm too old for that. Yeah, I'm too old. I got to think about, you know, the end of the road, you know.
Although listen, this microphone make me feel like I can really just bust a note. Monica says,
go ahead, girl.
Monica says people also need to be very aware of who they tag and don't get mad when people let you know you tagged the wrong person. Please leave me alone. We are not the same. We are not the same. And once
that's
I looked at the other person she was talking about, I was like, ooh, yeah, ouch. Yeah, no, I don't want to be her. No, I feel like I can bust a tune, not a nut. No.
Oh, shit. It might have sounded like nut when you said note.
Maybe, bust a note. Yeah, sorry. Okay, so now my next question for everyone who is listening is planner regrets. What are your number one planner regrets from last year? What will you not be doing for the new year, for this year? I know for me, I can just tell you now, traditional 9 full box kits is not it for me.
Yeah, I agree.
I just don't plan like
that. Shit left
around.
Yeah.
I just don't. And I can't.
I'm not hoarding my stuff. I'm just like I said last night, I was going to give away all those Happy Planner books, and I'm just going to really start using my stuff. I have another book. Are you laughing at me?
No. But I am laughing at the idea of you not hoarding your stuff because, girl, wait. What?
I mean, I'm gonna try because I have another book. It's kind of like a hobo book that I'm just gonna like use for sticker sprays. Kind of like what JC was saying earlier. You said with the, you know, junk journaling and stuff like that.
Yeah. No, I like that idea. I mean, whatever you do, the planning is for your well-being, for your creative outlet. So if it's just for decoration, I mean, it's plenty of people that have planners and planner accounts, and they'll tell you, I do not write in my planners. Don't even ask for after the pen. Please don't, you know. 50 in planning, my good girl, Cindy. Hey, Cindy, yeah. She said
I just became friends with her.
Cindy, yay! We love Cindy. She said she regrets buying so many she didn't say damn, but, you know, just make it sound better. Buying so many advent calendars. Sorry, Teals, if you're listening. But yeah, she said buying so many advent calendars. Listen, I don't know if y'all went over there and watched Advent Palooza, but there is the one from Cricket Paper Co. Yes, I called your name. Boo boo. No, you can't never get not one more dime for my advent. No. If I want a sticker from you, I'll purchase it. But no more advents from you. Mm-mm. Just like that other one, Planner from A to Z, I stuck on my word. That heifer can't get a dime. Because the first one was trash.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was trash. It was trash.
Yeah. Some of them be looking like they be just giving you what's left over from the year.
What? There's no... No variety, just a bunch of...
A yellow one today, an orange one tomorrow.
Orange one tomorrow. I hated it. I hated it. JC says, no, she regrets hopping on PR teams because she thought she may love it and want to support. And two, doing work for people who don't return the love. Listen. I completely support that.
Mm-hmm.
I support that statement. It don't take nothing to share a post. It don't take nothing to save a post, really.
Yeah.
To heart it, to, like double tap.
Yeah, what they call it? I was going to say communicate. Interact with the post.
Exactly. Like, I definitely pay attention. Not like, oh, I had a post. Not like, oh, she didn't comment on this post, she didn't comment on that post, I'm not doing it. But if I notice that I'm always liking, commenting, sharing, putting it to my story, something for your shit, I'm not doing that no more.
Mm-hmm.
I will take you out my favorites in a heartbeat, boo-boo. Mm-mm, no. Jesse says, it don't say, take nothing to say, this is so cute, OMG. You only need that word. Have your little canned response.
Yeah.
On that same vein, Monica says, stop making time and spaces for people who are not worth it. My community is tight and right. Why add more? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
True. I like that. I have a couple of more regrets. I regret buying, I mean, I guess I didn't buy them last year, but just looking at the sheer amount of Happy Planner books that I have, even though I got most of them on discount, I regret it because I thought that I was because I was using their planners, because that's what I knew at the time, I was buying the ones with the boxes, and I'm just not a box kit girl. Mm-hmm. And so it's not my regret from last year, but it just kind of goes into the whole kit thing. Like, they just need a deco box. Like, the floral books, I don't mind them. Or the books with a lot of florals or decorative pieces or elements.
Speaking of that, I'm a live, love, posh type of girl. But that sticker collection that she has coming out now, and this is not any shade against her, it's like a real question. Did we buy that box kit a few years ago with more books in it? And it looked about the same. I could be wrong.
No.
I'm just asking.
No, let me tell you what we did a couple of years ago. A couple of years ago, we bought red florals, orange florals.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Roy G. Biv florals.
This year, we're
buying seasonal florals. However, each season, we bought that same floral book.
Right.
So, no, I won't be purchasing it.
Okay. I just wanted to
It ain't
sure
no I'm... difference between the chic summer florals I had last year and the chic summer florals you're going to give me this year. No, thank you. No, thank you. Sorry, Charlie. JC says mute those accounts. She mutes those accounts when she notices they aren't returning a fraction of what she puts in. And I'm with you on that. The person I was talking to earlier said that she regrets VBPNs. She says they're too heavy and she just doesn't like the way that they feel in her hands.
Uh-huh. She can hear me. The Angel Shop pins, I really like those. And I do buy the VB pins because now I'm like hooked on buying them every time they have some come out. And you know, none of them are even out the pack at this point. Because what am I doing with them? Nothing. But I got to have them. But I
got to have them.
I got to have them. The Angel Shop pins are really nice. They even write really well, if that's something that she wants to look into.
I don't know, because the Angel Shop pins are kind of heavy, too.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe so.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just thinking.
For me, it's the cap on the VB pins, because you can't put it on top. And
it not scratch your paint?
Yeah, that's another thing.
Ooh.
And it don't stay sometimes.
Well, if you put it on there and it does stay, prepare for your paint to get scraped off.
Yeah, so.
I usually leave the top on to whatever it's clipped onto and just take the pin. That way it saves it for a couple of reasons. The first reason is nobody's going to steal it because they don't want the pin without the top.
Uh-huh.
And second, I won't put it on the back accidentally and scrape off the paint on that pin.
Okay.
We can talk all we want to about pins, but you know, one of my absolute favorite is a pin by Hildy McQueen. She gives it out when she gives out her gifts or her swag or anything. It's just a ballpoint pin. I really wish that we could make one that has Real Talk, Real Plans on it, because I love this little pin.
Oh, well, let's do it. Let's look for one.
Let's look for some pins. I think that would be mm-hmm. nice. If you would be interested in purchasing a Real Talk, Real Plans pin or, you know, some paraphernalia, let me know.
A Tumblr.
Yeah.
A mouse pad.
That's what you need. that's what you need.
Make the perfect gift.
Yeah. Monica says, I believe we were once all loyal bitches to the happy planner. Like a wonderful puppy. Yes, we outgrew them and have a hard time giving them up because we worked hard for their attention. She said she is Team Tumblr. Listen, Monica, we're going to think about how to get you this Tumblr. We'll make that happen.
We ship to all 50 states, Puerto Rico, also Canada.
The last thing that I have on my, oh no, two things. The other DM that I got about things that you regret for the year is minimalism shit. I'm looking at a couple of companies, but you know, just the nudes and different colors. First, we're going to have this in marble. We're going to have this in taupe. Then we're going to have this in champagne, but it's all the same color. Tan, bitch. It's tan.
Okay.
And the last one I had was FOMO. I regret having FOMO, but FOMO is real. And I really had it during CPC and not so much SGS, but kind of SGS. Just everybody getting together and getting their thing. I already know I'm going to have it for Go Wild. So I might have to find me something to do here to make it up to myself, even if I just go to the library. Yes, I said library.
Yes. Yeah, you did.
I did. Accidentally on purpose, though.
Yeah.
And that's it. Okay. So is it time? Oh, I have one more thing we can talk about, but are you ready for your update?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me play our new sound.
Yes.
See if y'all like it.
That's exactly what it sound off when the ship is leaving the dock. Say goodbye to the natives.
Okay, goodbye. All right, you guys, it is time for 9 month mayhem.
So this week on the world cruise, they went to, the big thing for this week was going to Antarctica. So when you go to Antarctica from wherever they were, you have to go to through the Drake Passage, which is really, really, like, it's kind of dangerous. It's almost as dangerous as the North Sea. It's kind of like giving, they give each other a run for their money, right? So, which I totally want to take a cruise in both of them, actually. But I'll go for Drake Passage first because it looks a little less dangerous than the North Sea. But so they went to Antarctica. So it was really good there. The icebergs were really beautiful. All the people were having a good time. So on this cruise, there's like all these different characters, and they're really characters, which is why I keep saying that I'm unlocking new characters, because they all have like their own little persona. So there's a trans couple. Well, I don't think the couple is trans. Just the, oh God, I don't want to offend anybody. There's a trans woman. He used to be the husband. I don't know if he's still a husband. Anyway, the name are Tam and Bobby.
Okay, let me write. I have to write this down. You know, I'm keeping up.
Okay.
Okay. So Tam right. and Bobby.
Yeah. So they.
Tam
look,
is
no,
a
no,
trans woman, right?
I believe so.
Used to be a male
is.
And is now
no.
a female.
No, it's Bobby. Bobby with an I. Because
okay.
she always says Tam is watching this or Tam is doing this. But I think they're a couple. It's really odd because their interaction is a little different. They've never really said. They do have a YouTube channel that I haven't watched yet. But she has been having issues because people were like saying really derogatory things to her. Early on, I think it has calmed down somewhat because she hasn't mentioned it in a while. But, I mean, you know, it's probably a shock to some people because you can totally see. It just looks like a guy dressed up in ladies' clothes. So I don't say that it's okay for people to treat her that way. But I think it just kind of shocks some people when they come across. Anyway, so they all had a really good time, and they've been having, like, these TikToker meetups that the Royal Caribbean has been sponsoring for them. So they'll get all dressed up. They have a fancy dinner or whatever. And it's really cute to see when they go out to, like, excursions, and then they'll post and they'll say, oh, I ran up into so-and-so while I was out, you know, in the port or whatever. Now these people are all on a cruise together, but they've made these friendships, these really special friendships, which I think some of them will last forever. And there's this one lady on there who I feel like people are just tolerating because she's a little negative Nancy, like about everything. She
okay,
is
what's
a
her
woman
name?
Of color. Brandy. Brandy is her name.
Brandy,
she is on there. Mm-hmm.
Negative Nancy.
Yeah, she's a little negative Nancy. She is with her sister, mom and dad, and they're all of age, right? She's like a grown-ass woman. She's got to be in her 40s or 50s, right? But she's negative about everything, and she'll like be like, oh, I'm seasick on the day that they were going through the Drake Passage. And it's like, oh, I'm seasick. Well, girl, you knew that the waters were going to be rough for those 22 hours that y'all were out there, you know, in that area.
Right.
So she's like, I got the phone facing the window. I'm not looking that way. And I surely hope that y'all don't expect me to. And it's like, nobody really gives a shit. So I found the other guys live. But she'll say stuff like, because they get laundry service every week. And she's like, oh, yeah, we have that. I don't trust it. I wash my own clothes. I mean, although my sister has done it a couple times, but, you know, she's had good luck, but I'm just not there yet. Girl, you've been on there for 30 days. When are you going to get there? But if you just want to go wash your own clothes, then just go do it. But don't say it like you're put out by it. Anyway,
right.
She's complained about everything. She also said in the very beginning, like the first week, 10 days, that people were asking her if she was the help. First of all, girl, ain't nobody asked you if you worked on that boat. Because, and again.
Bitch, are you wearing a uniform? Are you wearing a uniform?
You.
Please tell me.
And she's like, and then they would say things as if to insinuate that I can't afford to be here. Bill, you can't. Your parents paid for it, but whatever. But I think she seems to me to be one of those people who are always looking for something, right? She's like always like, oh, yeah, they think I'm the help. They think I can't afford it. I don't think anybody ever said that. Or they might have asked, like, what do you do for a living? Well, hell, bitch, I'm sorry. We're going to be on this boat for 9 months. We need to get to know each other.
Right.
What you do, where you're from, who your people is, you know? Like, so she's that person. And there's
wait, pause. For those of you who are listening who have no clue what we are talking about with the 9 month mayhem, there is a 9 month cruise that is going around, and they are going around the world. And I mean, you think about it. Friends who go out of town for 1 week can't last without getting along with each other. So imagine a boat full of strangers. Imagine a boat full of strangers hanging out for 9 months. And so these are the characters. This is the beginning of our deep dive into it. It's going to be a segment for season 3, and we are really excited about it. So we are unlocking.
It's going to last until September.
Yeah, and so we're learning about them, and Coco is the expert in all things 9 month mayhem. And so I just wanted to make sure that everybody who was listening knew exactly what we were talking about. Okay, continue.
So now there is like ship line to ship line drama, because Mark Sebastian is another character. He's probably in his 20s, mid to late 20s, at that age where he just says what's on his mind and he don't really give a shit how you feel about it.
Right.
And people feel like he has been put there as a plant to stir up things. But I think it's just his personality, because if you go back to look at other stuff for him, which still they could have found him and been like, hey, we're going to put you here. But he's only on there for a certain segment of the cruise. Everybody's there, not going to be there the full 9 months. Some people are just there for ultimate European cruise, ultimate whatever, South America.
Oh,
whatever,
see, I didn't
areas.
Know that.
Yeah, you didn't have to stay the whole time. But there'll be people getting off at certain places and getting on at other places, things like that. But anyway, this guy made this post about people who work there, they get paid pennies. And they work for, you know, they work for tips, which I hate that people don't tip. That is like, woo. That is the thing for me. I will not hang out with you anymore if you don't tip at a restaurant or whatever. Anyway.
Yeah, for real. That's the fastest way for me to be like, nah, bro, I'm cool.
Yeah, I'm cool on you. But so
or
people
tip,
don't
you
tip.
Can't tip, and I'll tip extra.
Yeah,
if
or
you ain't
people
got
go and they're just like, they look for every little thing. But I kid you not, every time I've been on a cruise, the night before the cruise, you can go and there's a line of people at guest services to get the tips.
An ass load of people doing it.
Yes. And that to me, are sorry son of a gun, if that's what you do. You can't afford to tip. You can't afford to be here. You can't afford to eat out. You can't afford whatever it is. But anyway, it drives me insane. So he was saying how the people are paid pennies, right? And this lady who's on Holland America, her husband is an engineer there. So they live on a ship 6 months out the year. And then they live wherever they live. She's originally from Iowa. So she got on there to debunk what he was saying. And she's the one who started the narrative that that Royal just planted him there to be a shit stirrer and cause drama for this cruise. So he rebutted, and she said, oh, that's not true. These people are paid well. And when you do the currency conversion, okay. So you're saying that they're not being paid well in U.S., but if you take that same U.S. money, when they go back to their hometown, home country, and convert it, now they're rich. That's kind of not the point, lady.
Okay.
the point is they're still not being paid a livable wage by U.S. standards, which is how they're being paid. So this guy was like, okay, lady, tell me you voted for Trump without telling me you voted for Trump. because if that's how you're looking at it. So they're going back and forth, right? And she even tagged him in hers when she rebutted. It's just been like the craziest thing. So he hates her now, and it's his life mission to talk shit about her. And everything on the ship he does talk about, everything that he doesn't like, down to the decor. Okay, he is that kid. And his name is Mark. Then you have the husband and wife. God, I can't think of their names right off the top of my head. And they're just really cute. And they're loving life. And they just look forward to eating, getting off the ship, buying new snacks and these new ports and bringing it back or trying new food because they're sick of the food on the ship. Although the ship is changing out the menus periodically, but it's still ship food, right? It's like being in a hospital. You could give me something different every day, but it's still hospital food.
It's still hospital food.
Yeah. Andrew and Allie is their name.
Okay.
Right now they're all live on TikTok. So the other guy, the trans person, is going to get on. She doesn't go live. So she's going to complain about why the Wi-Fi is so slow because everybody's live
streaming. Monica, who is also very invested and is my, mm-hmm. she calls herself my personal TMZ to yeah. help me mm-hmm. stay up to date. She says that Bobby with an I identifies as they or them, she thinks. And Mark is a TikToker who was invited and is also known as a troll.
Yeah. Well, that's why What's Her Face said that. But he's only there for 8 weeks or something like that.
Okay. So, yeah.
Every day he's causing trouble.
Yeah. If you think about it, though, if you want your stuff to... they really missed out on an opportunity to...
oh, my God. Yes. They did.
I mean, because they can't do it next year. They can't do it next year for sure.
No,
then they're
because now you
got to
plant the characters.
Yeah, but they really missed out on a big opportunity here. But
in the Royal Caribbean groups, they are dragging Mark in these Royal Caribbean groups. And he said last night, he says, I have plans in all of these groups that it's so I know what you're saying about me and I will respond. I was like, oh shit.
He said he don't care, he ain't got nothing better to do but chill for eight weeks.
Yeah.
For 8 weeks.
Eight,
he's chilling
yeah.
and getting paid.
Yeah. He's funny. But yeah, he Woo. Said he paid for it himself. And he's got the cheap. He's like, you think I would be in this cheap room if they paid for it for me? No.
Okay. Wow.
So, but he has a window. Yeah.
I think I need
it's
a section
really
in my planner just for this.
Yeah, because you got to get all the characters. Actually, you know what? Thank you. That's what I'm going to do. Because I've been watching this, and I get so confused with the people. There's a guy on there, too. I told you about him that lost his husband. Last year or whatever. And he's on there he got off in Brazil to go see some friends, and then he had to catch up with the ship in another port. But yeah, it was it's been really good. I enjoy it. It's like every day I'm unlocking new people. I'm like, damn, just
okay,
when I thought, I think everybody on there has TikTok.
And
oh, and Mike and Nancy,
yet, okay.
They are so cute. Mike and Nancy are so cute.
Mike and Nancy, who are they? I got Andrew and
They're an older couple that are so funny, and they know that people are looking for drama, so they talk about that, and they give their biggest thing was that they were running out of wine. It's like, we know you all are waiting for drama, so here you go. We are running out of wine.
Okay, how?
I don't know.
Okay, so now we got Mark Sebastian, Brandy. Okay, Mark Sebastian is the troll. Brandy is the negative Nancy. Tam and Bobby, I don't really have anything about
them.
Yeah,
them
but
they just complain about the Wi-Fi. And they just make simple videos. It's nothing controversial besides the Wi-Fi.
Okay. So Mike and Nancy are the funny people who missing the wine. Andrew and Allie are love and light. And Monica says her favorite character is Little Rat Brain, and she's on her own little crazy island.
Who is Little Rat Brain?
I don't know. Maybe Brian? Brain? I don't know. I think it is Brain because it says her. I don't know. Who that is, Monica? Who that is?
I don't know, but Anthony is the black guy who is homosexual and his husband died last year. Madison is a millennial who takes you through her entire day, like as if where she goes to laundry, where she goes. It's like, girl. But her and her sister, they decorated their room really nicely. I mean, they're there for 9 months, so why not?
Right. Okay. So Madison is the millennial. I'm really taking these notes, y'all. Okay.
Oh, and then you have Dr. Jenny, who is always smiling, and she has not had a bad day on this trip. I don't know what kind of doctor she is. I'm thinking she was Dr. Jenny. She is smiling all the time from ear to ear. She's so
okay.
Monica sent
a TikTok. And the at is at Little Rat Brain.
Okay.
So you have to check that out. Check that out. Okay, so for the next episode of Real Talk, Real Plans, I will be doing my own research on these characters also. Coco will be cruising and hopefully getting some insider scoop on these people. I need you to talk to the workers and see what they know that we don't know.
About the Ultimate Royal Cruise?
Yes.
I'll ask them.
Cause you know
I'm going on Carnival now.
Oh. Well, more of a reason. Because they're going to be hating.
Yeah. I like that they have their vlogger meetups, though. So they got their own little community on that community.
Right. I miss cruising. I can't wait. I was supposed to go. Okay. Two things I want to say. My son. I won't start with my son. I'll start with the cruise. My family has decided we're going to go on a cruise this year because I can go traveling again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my sister planned a cruise. There was a miscommunication somehow, and it's too long for some family members. So then my in-law has planned a cruise, and so they're doing a different cruise. Meanwhile, I'm stuck in the middle with you. Because I cannot go to either one of those cruises without somebody feeling away. Mind you, these cruises are for my birthday.
Okay, well, I'll go.
You pick one. One is 6 days. One is probably 5 days. And I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm probably going to stay at home.
You can't do that.
I can't go with my sister and not go with my wife. I can't go with my wife and not go with my sister.
Okay. Okay, we'll talk about this off air. But your vows say? Who is your number one?
My kid.
Your kid.
No, no,
don't go
I do.
Either
I
way.
I definitely agree with that. I guess there it, you know, just the nuance of everybody doing it because I couldn't travel and this is the plan. You know what I'm saying?
So. Well, you could go on both if everybody else is paying. Hey.
Right.
There you
Hello.
Go.
Hello. And then with my son, someone said something to my son pertaining to my weight, because y'all know I'm fatter in person. And he was so upset. He was at his friend's house. He called me, and it was obvious that he was crying. And he was like, "Mom, I want a fighter. I want to do this." And I'm like, "No, no, you can't do that."
Yeah.
So I'm like, "Calm down. It doesn't matter. I don't care. It does matter." And I'm like, "Are you yelling at me?" He's like, "No, but I'm just so mad, you know." And so
yeah,
I was just like, "Listen. I've been fat for a long time, babe. I've been fat since I was your age. If they can't say nothing else, it's fine. My face card never declines. Never, ever. Never, ever."
Yeah. Hello. Hello.
So
yeah.
He came back home yesterday, and I'm like, "Okay, so how'd you handle that situation with your friend group?" And he was like, "You don't want to know anything about that." I'm like, "Yeah, dude." He's like, "Well,
I got the ass beat."
Yeah, I was like, "Well, what'd you say?" He was like, I was like, "You can just beep it out." He was like, "Beep, beep, 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 beep." And I don't give two beeps. Beep, beep. I was like, "Son, you are not old enough to have two fucks. You only have one fuck." He was like, "Mom, this deserved two." And I didn't give two.
Yeah. Nah, nah.
Like, oh, Lord.
Get a Mason.
Oh, he upgraded. Yes, he upgraded.
You can't mess with a boy and his mama.
And
okay?
His mama. Baby, he was hot like fire. And I was just like, "Woo, child." So I want y'all to send up some good vibes for little fat snacks, because when he get to school on Tuesday or Wednesday, I know it's going to be hell to pay for them people. And he was like, "He always comes over here and he's eating my food and pooping in my bathroom. No, no. It ain't
oh. Right. Oh, no, it's a little bastard that comes to your..." Oh, Jesus. I don't
Listen.
Know. He comes over to
no.
your house?
He said that one was just laughed. And he was like, "I didn't like that. I don't like that." And I was just like, "Oh, God. Oh, God." So, yeah, he can't come over no more.
Yeah. I bet he can't.
Sorry.
I don't blame him.
Sorry, Charlie.
Blame...
He can't come over no more.
Go ahead, nephew.
Yeah, yeah.
Stand on business. Stand on business, nephew.
So I want to think about, these are the things that I want to know. Just a regular general conversation that we're going to have over the next couple of episodes while it's just me. Well, next week it won't be me and you, but while the last week it's just me and you, I really want to think about how do we actually use our planner while maintaining it being cute, or not just us, but our listeners also. And I need help with routines for the week. So if you want to, please send us a message all week. I'll be looking for, what are your routines for the week? What worked? What didn't work? How do you review or update your planner? Those are the kind of things that have been sent to me in my DM that are topics that they want us to address. Because while they enjoyed us, you know, chillaxing and chilling, they want to know some planner stuff too, and those are some really good questions. So I'll be putting those up this week if I can get out of Instagram lockup to know.
No, I think that's good, actually. I need that myself. So, yeah, it's a good
idea.
Yeah.
So routines for the week, what worked, what didn't work, and how do you review or update? Like, how do you know that I need to update my daily, my weekly, my budget plan? Like, how do you keep up with all those sections? Those are all really good questions. I will also be posting them in the Realist. Oh, I forgot. I'm going to try and go live in the Realist on Wednesday. Coco, you going to come with?
Yes. Hello.
Yay. We got to get more on this midweek check-in, y'all. We are, for 2024, we are doing more. We are using our planners, the whole thing, and we are going to update it as much as we can. And so we're going to, I'm going to do a scare and we're going to go live in The Realist. So all that to say, thank you so much for tuning in to The Realist. Please be sure to do what? To click on our LinkedIn tree, listen to the episode, share it with a friend, buy us a coffee, shop our links, send us a DM, like and subscribe. What else I need to say? That's it.
I think you covered it.
I think I covered it. And if you really want to talk to us on a more intimate level, you are more than welcome to join The Realist, R-E-A-L-I-S-T-S, on Facebook. We just be chopping it up, shooting the shit, and having a good time. Y'all remember to keep it messy and not malicious. And we'll see you next week. That's it. Bye.
That's it. Bye.
I know, I got my mic, so I'm about to be busting a tune for real, y'all. Wait, here it comes. I might have lied.